We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Every Monday we do a three and out. We talk about the three, well, to me, the three most significant football teams in the state of Minnesota college division. You got your D1 Gophers, your D1 Tommies, and your D3 Johnnies. All three of them. I still think the Johnnies, they put a hurting on a team, I think, this weekend. But let's start with the Gophers. They beat Michigan State, a team that's in a bit of disarray. And, you know, but I don't want to, I'm not dogging the Gophers. I'm just stating some facts.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of an ugly win. I mean, it was another one of those kind of typical games where it took a while for them to get started, and then they started to, you know, do something. And, you know, the way the Gopher season is going to go is, you know, they're going to get tarred and feathered by Ohio State. I think they have a decent shot of beating Wisconsin because Wisconsin's kind of down on its luck this year. And I say Illinois is kind of a toss up because Illinois has had their number the last few years. If they win two of the three, I think, if I understand right, they would be the Big Ten West champion, and then they just go and lose it by 25 points to whoever the Big Ten East champion is, and they'll get some, you know, bowl game or whatever. I mean, they'll get some.
They'll get a bowl game regardless. Yeah,
they might get if they lose the conference championship, then they might get like maybe a, you know, a 12-31 bowl game or something, some kind of a better one than the others. But that's how the Gopher season is going to go.
It's going to go like that every year. They'll get a bowl game, and each year it's going to get once those big or Pac-12 teams come in, the bowl game they get will be less than what it is now or can be now. All right, how about the Johnnies? They bounced back from that loss, that terrible loss last week.
They did, you know, and you know, this is Saint Scholastica. This is a team that I think this was the team that they beat. They racked up 90 or 100.
Yeah,
ago.
Both the Tommies and the Johnnies did that to Saint Scholastica.
Yeah, so I think it was like 62-7 or something yesterday, which for Saint Scholastica isn't that bad. I mean, I can remember being when I was at Saint Thomas. I can remember being on the receiving end of a 62-7 beatdown from Gilardi's Johnnies. So, but you know, the Johnnies are still on the bubble for the playoffs. You know, if Gustavus wins out, and it's probably a good shot that they do, the Johnnies have to hope for an at-large bid. I would hope that beating Trinity,
that should help,
factors into that. I mean, I just can't. It's good for D3 football to have the Johnnies in the playoff picture. So I think I'm of the opinion that if they would get an at-large bid and not be at home. So I think they're going to go to the
playoffs. Well, I hope that they do, but historically, I don't know enough about D3 to know how many different conferences have had more than one team go into the – because it's not – I mean, it's a limited number of teams, obviously. It's not like all these bowl
I don't think it sets a good precedent when, you know, a team that could – a team like St. John could conceivably be on the bubble – because they picked competitive teams to play for non-conference games.
Yeah, no, like that's a good point.
Right?
No question.
You're just encouraging these schools to go play cream puffs so they can rack up three easy non-conference wins and push through to, you know, and see if they can, you know, position themselves
The Johnnies would absolutely be competitive, and not just competitive. I mean, they could make a dent into the D3 playoffs. So, and note, a team that won't go into any playoff situation because they have a five-year holding pattern or 5 years without going to the postseason. What are they, in year three or two now? I can't keep track of your Tommies.
Year three.
They bounced back too, right?
They did. They had a pretty good win. They beat Marist. They beat him at home. So they're like, they have a win streak going at home. But the Tommies, you know, the loss to Drake pretty much ended the chance of a conference championship. But like you said, they can't even go to the playoffs anyway. So I think they're slotted to be about third place or so in the Pioneer League this year. But you know, they're still building. They're building for other things. But it was nice after the a couple weeks ago that loss to Drake. It's nice to round out the season by beating the rest of the conference opponents. So they got another.
Marist,
they play. I forget who they play next week, but you know.
Well, Marist, by the way, is from Poughkeepsie, New York. Is where
New York
from?
Okay. Yep. Stetson was the one they won that played Stetson. Last week. Stetson was from Florida.
Now you got it all together. All right. Jeff. Now that's the three and out. But give me your thoughts, because everyone's talking. This is all anyone's talking about today, and going through the week. The the injury. It's horrible what happened to him. I mean, and you can't talk about, well, it's, you know, it only happens on turf, these injuries. They've got grass in Green Bay, right?
Exactly. No, it's one step forward, two steps back with the Vikings. And this is peak Vikings tradition, right? Beat the Packers at Lambeau pretty decisively, but lose your quarterback likely for the season to an Achilles.
Well, Achilles, it is for the season. And here's the problem. Yeah. This will cost him a lot of money because he's not going to be ready to go at the start of next season, and teams are going to be hesitant. So he may be this, in terms of the Vikings having him long-term, this may work out because no one's going to give him big money.
Exactly.
Can do.
But in terms of a short-term solution here, I mean, Jaren Hall, they've battled their way back to .500, Bob. They cannot rely on Jaren Hall. They're going to have to go out to the market. I don't want to see them necessarily burning draft picks to trade for someone like a Case Keenum or some other backup.
See, the problem is teams that have these guys as backups, they're not going to want to get rid of him unless they have a good third guy to bring up. Case Keenan would not bring a lot of – I mean, he's like a
– anybody suggesting that Dallas is going to trade Trey Lance to the Vikings
happening.
Is out of their mind.
No.
And it, again, highlights why the heck weren't we in there offering draft pick for him to San Francisco months ago.
Maybe they love Jaren Hall.
What's available on the market right now, if you want to try to salvage your season, I think your best shot is go sign Carson Wentz. He's a free agent. He's an NDSU alum. He grew up cheering for the Vikings. The chance of a redemption story of coming in and leading the team that he cheered for growing up, I think you take a flyer on him, see how it works out. If nothing else, hey, you get a high draft pick.
Hey, no argument for me. All right, Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much.